Good morning, Audio Boom. This is Jeff Thompson from Friendly Frilly, Minnesota, coming to you on a wonderful Saturday. Sun is shining. We ripped up the floor. We tore it out. We got it all leveled out. It's all in. The vinyl's in. Now I just got to put it in the trim and stuff. It's wonderful. It's like walking on sunshine. Actually, with the sunshine coming in through the windows, we are walking on sunshine. Right, honey?
You betcha.
So,
it is a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah. Yep. So, we just thought we'd come on here, give you guys a little update. We took a jackhammer to the floor, took up all the tile, all the cement board underneath it, and then we found layers upon layers of history.
Yes, asbestos.
Well, not really asbestos. Asbestos is possibly in the glue in the material, but we left that down, and then we brought in the pro. And
he took it down to the subfloor. Yep.
Joe is his name, and he pried the subfloor up and got down to the slat board and took all that up and cleaned everything up and laid down new plywood down and then prepped it for
the
vinyl, and we laid that down, and going from tile to vinyl is really neat.
It's interesting. Yeah.
We're like an inch and a half lower now, so yeah. I've missed the covered handles like by a total inch and a half. It's like, whoops.
I know, we were discussing, the transitional pieces from room to room and doorways, and I didn't realize how much I depended on those transitional pieces for my navigation, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you recognize.
Yeah, I don't have that anymore. Now it's like, okay, I got to pick up on something else.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Like if you miss the doorway and you just end up keep going, there's no transition anymore. I mean, it's a smooth transition.
Like, it's a smooth transition. I mean, I now I've got to rely on the echolocation, I guess, from the transition from room to room, a bigger room to a smaller room.
Oh, you'll acclimate yourself.
Yeah. But
good
it's
enough.
But I used to use my feet so much.
Yeah. But I mean,
it was like braille for my feet.
If you put brownies on the other end of the room, you'll figure it out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you will. Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying you make great brownies, honey. That's what I'm really saying.
Right.
Yeah. But we'll figure it out because the day...
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Day-to-day things happen and you right. just pick up a new... Yeah.
You adapt.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do as blind people. We adapt.
So next week, starting Monday, they're coming back. He's coming back. Mm-hmm. And they're going to sand down, patch up the floor. A couple spots need to be patched up. And that's what started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
On the wood floor. It's an oak floor. It's a... Red oak, white oak. I forgot. Anyways, they're going to sand that all down to clean surface, bring it to 60 to 80, and he said he might go all the way to 100.
What's that mean?
Grit.
Oh, on the...
Yeah, the size of sand. Sandpaper is sand, so the size of the pebble of the sand, like from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 60 grit, 60 pieces of that sand can fit in between points A and B.
Oh.
80 grit, 80 pieces, so they're smaller. 100 grit, 100 pieces can fit in between the same 2 points. So that, so you're getting a smaller piece of sand granule.
Oh, I see.
So like 400 grit, 400 pieces of that sand can fit in between the same point. So, you know, it's finer.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to bring it to 100, he said. And then he does what he calls is a water pop.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he gets it wet. And it makes the wood swell just a little bit.
Yeah, cup up a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, not cup. Cupping is where it actually warps.
Oh, okay.
Where the grain kind of expands just a little bit, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like enhancement. It's kind of like when you're... I won't go there.
I was going to say, no. Where are you going with this one, Jeff?
But anyways, it makes it rise. The grain kind of rises a little bit.
So they
and
can
then
save
he'll
it.
Put down. No.
Okay.
Then he'll put the varnish on because it'll give a good, even coat because when you brush it on, it'll get smooth and the second coat goes on. Where if you get it too smooth, it like lays on top of it and you can get puddling.
You really got to know your wood when you're doing stuff like this, don't you?
Honey, knowing wood is a good thing.
I guess so.
So... That's what's going to happen. So by Wednesday night, he said we could walk on it because it's going to be a water base and that sets up a lot faster.
Oh, that's good.
And he's probably going to put the water pop it and then put a coat on and then come back and in one day put 2 coats on.
Mm-hmm.
And so Thursday, we can move back into that room.
You know what the best part about this whole thing is? other than us tearing out the ceramic tile and the concrete board ourselves. The best part is I've been at work every day when they've been here working on this.
They, meaning Joe and I.
Yeah. And they, and he's been gone and you've been done by the time I get home, so it's nice. You know how stressless this is for me? I like it. Now I just have to be doing the cleanup. The heavy cleanup, like dusting the top of the windowsills. And
it's called deep cleaning.
Deep cleaning, yeah. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah. But slowly it's coming back around. We're already at the kitchen table, in the kitchen. The new floor.
Absolutely.
Enjoying the...
And I can use my stove again. That's good. I made eggs this morning.
Not only eggs. There was spinach, bacon.
I put some Havarti in there and some tomatoes.
And it was delicious. I needed to get this kitchen back in order.
And I'm on my second cup of coffee because my guide dog got me up at 6 o'clock this morning. He thinks it's a work day.
Yeah, as he's laying on the
porch. On the sun on the porch, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta love them guide dogs. They're devoted.
So other than putting the trim back on, 13, 14 pieces in the kitchen here, I can't put it all on yet. Because it actually transitions into the other room and he has to sand that.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you can put it all in here. So when you labeled those pieces, did you label them in Braille?
Actually, they're so unique in this room that it can only be one way.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the way this room's cut up, you know, with the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I took a marker. If Justin's around, I put a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 13, all the way to 13. So it goes from the door wrapping this way. Other side of the door, by the stove.
Clockwise?
That's where it starts, at the stove.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And in the living room, I didn't label anything because it's a rectangle.
Yeah, it's more, you'll know which piece is
going. Right.
Yeah.
The angle of the dangle, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's about it for here. So we still got 1 week left of this renovation project.
Yeah.
And then it's on towards the graduation of Justin, who turns...
Yeah. We're doing all this because we have a big party on June 3rd. My son's graduating high school.
And I have two couches, a Victrola, bunch of other stuff in the garage. And the sad thing is, she's not going to let a lot of it come back in.
Yeah, I don't want to be that cluttered anymore.
So, the clutter is ending up in the shop, the man cave, Jeff's ego.
Which I think our 5-year goal will be that.
Her 5-year goal is my what's happening next week, y'all.
Is the man cave will be our living room.
No.
Come on, Jeff.
It's Jeff's. Jeff's egotistical, fantastical fortress. It doesn't say Jeff and Lori's. See, that would be Jeff's. What acronym is that? Jeff's.
I mean, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
We gotta go. It's been great talking to y'all. Y'all have a good day. This is Jeff Thompson from Friendly Freely Minnesota signing off, and that woman. Sounded like Bill Clinton, didn't I?
Yeah. That woman. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Honey, this is a family audio.
Oh, I thought you were done.
Oh, you cannot say sexual.
Okay.
Well, I suppose we could put a backdrop like sexual healing on this, you know? What?
Yeah, I don't know.
That song?
Yeah, I guess so. Is that Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye, sexually. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Number one answer, woo! Marvin Gaye.
What do I get?
You get what's behind door number 1, 2, or 3. What do you take?
I'll just take a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee. Yeah. Speaking of coffee, I gotta go. Yeah. Talk to y'all.
Bye.